Taking Stock with Carol Masser and Michael McKee, on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app, free for iPhone and Android devices.
David Smith is Chief Investment Officer at Bright Rock Capital Management, and he joins us now. David, are you on the wall of worry camp, or have you come down from the wall, or are we all going to fall off the wall like Humpty Dumpty?
Great question, Mike. Happy New Year, everybody. Mike, I guess my perspective on this is that we're cautiously optimistic. I think it's remarkable to me today's sell-off and the reasoning behind that you see quoted in the press as the energy prices being the driver of today's sell-off. To me, the energy story is one that has the potential to be an economic catalyst for most of the developed world. And why the stock market would be selling off on this is sort of suspect in my mind, unless there's a concern that this could just cause a massive panic that would sort of exacerbate across the economic sectors and create a market effect that would cause the economy to slow down. But from our perspective, low energy prices are ideal at this point in time, both because of the economic benefits that we get in places like Europe and in Asia, as well as the implications to some of our foes across the planet, like Russia and Venezuela. And so it's very interesting that the market's selling off the way that it is based on this news.
As long as it's mostly, I guess, David, a supply situation and not a demand situation. If somehow the global economy and all of the watchers were missing something more significant that's going on in the global economy that indicates something of a more substantial slowdown, that would cause you to worry, wouldn't it, a little
bit? It would.
And maybe that's why, potentially, if we're seeing lower oil prices.
Yeah, I know you had your energy expert on not too long ago, and he espoused, and I agree with his position on this, and that is both the supply and demand side. I think clearly the supply side is the main driver of this.
Mm.
I would argue that the demand side actually is a quite good story in the sense that the lower demand relative to what has been the longer-term trend is the result of some of the energy efficiencies that we've built in through technological innovation. And that's a good thing, ultimately. I don't think it's demand driven by slow economic, other than what everybody knows, that the Chinese economy particularly has slowed from what was a very rapid double-digit GDP-type growth rate down to a high single-digit GDP growth rate. That's very clear. And clearly demand drops off from them in that regard. But ultimately, I think a lot of what's causing the demand slowdown is the efficiencies and the changes in our behavior, which I think ultimately are good things.
Now, this is the view from the guy who's selling the services to people. What about your clients? What's their view of the economy and the markets going into 2015? Are they as sanguine as the survey of the professionals would have it?
You know, I think our clients continue to be on the ropes. Most of our clients tend to be business owners or former business owners, and they have looked at this economic recovery with some skepticism. I think they don't trust the D.C. politics and the lawmakers there, and I think the higher tax rates that continuously have been burdens on them have been negatives. And they're constantly trying to figure out where to invest, or should I invest, or just continue to be conservative. So I think they are very much like the rest of the population, looking at and saying, you know, it feels like things are getting better, but I still don't have the confidence that I'd like to have to be able to go out and make important capital decisions, capital investment decisions, or hiring folks.
David, you know? just got about 40 seconds, though. I'd love, because I've got a list of some of the specific things you're looking at. Give me one good investment idea that you think will pan out in 2015. Just got about 30 seconds.
Yeah, so Gilead Pharmacy is the one that we've been talking about quite a bit here. Gilead's been very controversial. As you may know, they had a drug that's been targeted by Washington, D.C. and others to say that it's the pricing on it's too high. And they came out with a new drug that's essentially treating the same problem, which is hepatitis C. And their new drug is a price point that it's quoted close to $100,000 for this drug, for the treatment. But it actually cures the disease.
Mm-hmm.
And while a lot of folks look at that price point and say, geez, how can they charge $100,000 to these people who are ill? I recognize that on its face that looks unreal. But when you think about the cost of treating people that have hepatitis C,
okay,
liver transplants and all those things, that this is actually a good economic thing for society.
And we're going to talk about this name a little bit later on. It's up, by the way, 2.5% in a down market. Dave Smith over at Bright Rock Capital Management. Thank you.
Taking Stock, weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 a.m. and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 a.m. and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119. Copyright 2014 Bloomberg LP.